Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas, Abi Moria, Rav Hillel Memeir, Yechiel Mechel, Arenin Kaposh, Mishkavo, and the late, great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Levracha. We are in Sefer Yecheskel, and we are now into the second parak, where Yecheskel is finally going to get the mission after he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Maisa, well, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Maisa Merkava, and he experienced whatever the Maisa Merkava was. He was told to be ready to put to go ahead and speak that which he was going to be told. And so now we're going to hear in this very short 10 pasuk parak exactly what Yecheskel was going to be told by Yomer Eli. So he was told, Ben Adam, son of man, don't think you're so haughty, Mepharshim point out, you're still a Ben Adam. You may have seen great celestial things, but realize you're a Ben Adam. Amod araglecha ba'adaber oschach, stand on your feet. After all, Yecheskel had bowed down at the point that he saw the Maisa Merkava, but he has to rise and stand firmly on the ground of reality if he's going to be able to go ahead and speak. And so he was told, stand on your feet, and he was going to get the mission of Hashem. And he got this process, and he heard the voice speaking when he was on his feet. Vayomer Eli, so what did he hear? That the voice said to him, Ben Adam Shaleach Ani Oscha El Bnei Yisrael El Goyim Hamardim Asher Mardu Bi Hema Ve'Avosam Pashu Bi Aretam Hayom Hazeh. He says, the bottom line is that I'm sending you to Yehuda and Binyamin, who are to the other nations, the other Shvatim, who had split themselves into different nations through Avodah Zarah. I'm sending you to them. You should just know that these kids, Bnei Yisrael, they are not such a great listening bunch. They're stubborn. And I'm sending you to them. And hopefully, whether they listen, just know they're very, very rebellious. But in the very end, at least they should understand, even if they don't listen to you, when they get punished, they will have been warned, and they won't be able to say that we lost out in the process, says Rashi. So I'm at least sending you there to do this purpose. So he was told, Yecheskel, don't be nervous about them. He says, don't worry that if their words, they'll have nothing to do, and don't live among the scorpions. In other words, don't worry about them. They're all rebellious, right? It tells you, don't be a rebellion. Like they are rebelling. Rashi says, don't decide to not listen to what I'm trying to tell you. Say picha, open your mouth, eat what I am going to feed you. And we're going to see that that's going to turn out to be something significant. So Yecheskel saw that there was a hand coming out to him, and there was a Megillah in there. Right, and Vayifroso Salafanai Biksuva Panim Bachor, he saw it spread out, it was written on the inside and on the outside, right? Bekasav Allah, Kina Behege Vehi, and it was written within, without, with Kina, moaning and woe. And so he realized that this was his mission, and he was going to achieve it. And what was he going to have to do? Well, that we'll see when we learn again tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.